Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com to join their team. Wes Unseld Jr., head coach of the Wizards, is going to join us coming up in just over 20 minutes. That's at 7:25.
I look at the standings almost every day. I haven't looked this morning. I think they are the 10 seed right now.
They are. They're a half game ahead of the Bulls and a full game ahead of the Indiana Pacers.
So, telling you, it might come down to that last game of the season, which is against the Houston Rockets, who Jason talks about it. Didn't the Houston Rockets just pull off another big upset? They just beat the Lakers?
Beat the Celtics a few games ago. Yeah, beat the Lakers as well. Correct.
And the Lakers are scrapping in the West the Lakers, to get into the playoffs. Yeah. I'm just saying the game means a lot to the Lakers.
Of course.
Means nothing to the Rockets. And the Rockets get the dub.
That's the NBA for you, man.
The Pistons love it when the Rockets win a meaningless game down the stretch and improve their odds for Wembanyama. So we'll talk to Wes Unseld Jr. at 7:25. We wanted to get into Aaron Rodgers' appearance on Pat McAfee yesterday. By the way, I think at the peak of his appearance with McAfee, they had like over 400,000 people.
450-some thousand.
Checking in.
I watched the entire thing.
Surprised it wasn't more. Which, like, all of New York City should have been checking
in. Like,
that
outdraws like a normal, like, regular season game.
People didn't know where to find it. I mean, you just go to YouTube, but I'm not sure how savvy people are. And, you know, people are working.
I'm watching it right there.
But
right.
I was just at home. It was easy for me to watch.
So we have some audio on Aaron Rodgers on his visit with Pat McAfee from yesterday.
So I've shifted my focus to entertaining, you know, what the plane would look like and had, the Packers granted obviously permission for the Jets to come out and visit. We had a nice visit. They decided to leave their cars in the street, which attracted paparazzi attention, which got, you know, a few of them photographed, which I thought was pretty funny, but,
made a couple of mistakes early,
but we had a nice conversation, and I told them, listen, I'm not ready to make a decision about anything. I want to get back into my workouts and see how it feels, to really hit it hard for a week. I've obviously been working out before that, but to really hit it hard for a week and to see if the drive and the passion is still there. And then I'll, see where we're at. And so, again, this is why this is not a decision here. The decision, I think, was made in my mind whether or not I was able to admit at that point. Really, on that Tuesday, I wanted to play. And then it was, how is my body feeling? Is it going to be able to hold up? So at this point, as I sit here, I think since Friday, I made it clear that my intention was to play, and my intention was to play for the New York Jets.
Okay.
And I haven't been holding anything up at this point. It's been compensation that the Packers are trying to get for me and kind of digging their heels in. So I would just... I think it is interesting at this point to step back and look at the whole picture. My side, love and appreciation, gratitude for everything that Green Bay has done for me. Love, so much love and gratitude and just heart open for the Packer fans.
Hell yeah.
And what it meant to be their quarterback.
I watched it. I found it very interesting because you don't hear Aaron Rodgers that way that often. I know he talks to McAfee every week. But I know the whole country hates him. The whole country is sick of him. But I kind of bought it. He said, listen, it's not on me. I decided on Friday. The team's trying to do it.
Work
I love being
deal.
In Green Bay. Yeah. He mentioned all these guys of the organization that he really loved, like all the equipment guys, the cafeteria guys, the strength guys, the trainers. He mentioned how, look, he wasn't drafted by this regime. They clearly wanted to move on for years. The only reason why he's even still been there was because he had MVP years after they drafted Jordan Love. And he said, look, It is what it is. I he says he went into the darkness. 90%, the darkest thing is the wackiest thing I've ever seen, but whatever. He said he went in there with 90% chance he was going to retire, was over. He could sense.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that one bit.
He said.
So he went into the retreat and thinking, all right, I'm done.
Yeah, and then he actually came out.
And something hit him.
Well, no, I think what hit him, I think it. He didn't say this, but he got pissed off that he felt like they kind of went against their word when they were like, yeah, dude, just take your time, do whatever you want. And then he said when he came out, meanwhile, they're shopping him. Mm-hmm. And so they were kind of being duplicitous. And I think that just pissed him off. He's like, all right, you know what? You think I'm done? I want to come back.
Well, he's weird.
I don't know anything about Aaron Rodgers. Know nothing about him.
Yeah.
Neither do I. I just don't believe for a second he was going to give up all of that money.
I don't remember. Maybe not. But remember how he walked off with whoever it was. And you could see he was being sentimental on that last home game. Right.
Well, he did that the year before, too, by the way, when they lost to San Francisco in the playoffs.
Right.
He did the exact same thing.
Right, that's how he ends seasons.
Right,
he lost all years.
That's funny. When you're 37, 38, or whatever you are, I think that's real. What is he, 40?
I think he's 40. Yeah.
I find him very unlikable. And I find what was reported yesterday that he did to reporters very petty. Saying Adam Schefter, lose my number. I think he did the same thing to Diana Russini.
What's wrong with that?
It's just petty.
He just doesn't, he's not going to tell them.
They put out reports, and he's upset, and a lot of times the reports are deadly accurate.
He said they weren't. He said they asked me.
He's petty.
What do you think?
He's not likable.
I know. No, everyone hates him.
You find him likable? Like, even listen to that he was magnanimous and charismatic?
I mean, he's not a charismatic
person. No, he's not a character. No.
No.
But I thought he was very gracious. I mean, He reeled off the names of like 50 people that he appreciated and he's going to miss and they're his boys. But he decided he still wants to play. I don't know. I don't hate that
guy. I think he wants to play.
I have a different opinion.
I think he went to that retreat going, am I giving up $110 million?
Am I that stupid? Yeah. So, I wouldn't need to be in the dark for 2 days to realize that.
Now, again, that's just my opinion.
No, I think that's the world's opinion.
I
think I'm the only guy that's like, kind of like Team Aaron Rodgers.
That he was pondering just walking away.
I think he was. I take him at his word. And I think one thing he didn't say was that he was pissed off that they were shopping him when they said, hey, you take your time. You could do whatever you want to do, we'll do. And then when he found out through friends that they were actually shopping him behind his back, that's what pissed him off. That's what seemed to like spur him on. You know what? F it, I want to play.
Well, they were probably shopping him because he signed this huge extension, and they thought, okay, well, Aaron Rodgers can still help us win a Super Bowl, and he had a bad year.
I don't blame him for shopping.
He just had a bad year.
He actually even said he understands it. He just wishes they were a little more upfront about it.
Okay.
Did you watch it?
No, I'm just basing off of what you said.
Yeah.
He had a down year, and he wants to import some of those guys to the Jets.
What he said is, they asked him, what do you think about Alan Lazard? He goes, I think he's an effing great guy. I think he's a great guy in the locker room. What do you think about Odell Beckham Jr.? I think he's a freaking great receiver. He said, they didn't ask me. I didn't say
not a great guy. He didn't say that about
Odell. Definitely not a great guy.
He said, I didn't tell them I have to have these guys. They asked me, what do you think of these guys? And I told them what I thought of those guys. Those guys are all great players.
I think Aaron Rodgers was just talking all over the place. He was saying that he was surprised when he came out that the Packers were shopping him. Meanwhile, later in the interview, he said, as soon as the season ended, it was obvious they were done with me.
He said he had a meeting with them after the season, though, and they said, hey, just take your time.
No, he said later it was obvious at the end of the season that they were going their separate ways.
He had that opinion walking off the field. He thought all season it was trending towards this was it. Then he met with them after the season, and they said, hey, whatever you want to do, you're a Packer for life, you're a Hall of Famer, we'll do with whatever.
Even towards the end of the season, it felt like everybody was ready to move on.
Correct.
Okay, so then
But then he met with them after the season. You're skipping that part. I know you're citing that reporter. I saw the report that you're citing.
I was interested in the conversation be the week after the season, but it was pretty obvious.
We're getting stuck in the weeds. He's going to be a New York Jet. That's actually the bigger story about whatever all this behind the scenes. He's going to be a New York Jet. if they make this deal happen, which it seems like it's going to happen.
I don't know.
Now the Jets are going to have a lot of pressure, and I think Aaron Rodgers is going to have a lot of pressure. They better succeed this year. A lot of people thought they were a quarterback away. They have good defense, all those sort of things. Like Sauce Gardner on offense, Garrett Wilson, Breece Hall. You add Aaron Rodgers to the mix. They better, in my mind, make it at least to the AFC Championship game.
Well, that's
now the AFC's brutal.
That's a AFC's over there.
Exactly. But
I mean, just look at the quarterbacks.
He better get to the AFC Championship right game, or I don't think it's a success. Just get into the playoffs. Well, you're Aaron Rodgers, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. You better get at least to the AFC Championship game with the Jets.
If you're going to give up whatever they're going to give up. Now, I'm sure that the Packers want a first-round pick. I'm not sure they're going to get that for a 40-year-old.
They want two, allegedly.
They want multiple first-round picks.
There's no way you're giving that. Maybe that's why it's taking so long. There's no way I'm giving
up. That's exactly why it's taking so long.
Two first-round picks for a 40-year-old.
Well,
no
especially
chance.
For a guy that the one question that irritated me, then I'll let you finish, was why didn't they ask him how many years do you want to play? I couldn't believe they didn't ask. I watched the whole thing. Why didn't anybody ask him, are you coming back for just 1 year? Or are you committed to being there for a couple
maybe
years?
He told
sure maybe he told him before
asked.
He started.
Like, don't ask me that.
I'm sure the Jets
I'm not
asked.
Answering.
Yeah.
It irritated hell. Pat McAfee had 100 people on set. Not one person asked him, well, are you just coming back for 1 year?
Mm-hmm.
So
you.
By
the way, did you hear, Drabby, you listen to Russo all the time, Mad Dog.
Yes.
Did you hear all the Jets fans calling in? They can't stand Rodgers.
The
I know you were saying yesterday.
I think I'm the only guy. Once
they start playing, they're going to be fine. Right now, as it stands, New York at Jets fans as a whole, that world, they're not. Sized.
Well, they've already been through it, and he was doing the whole New York media thing. And he says this isn't some mom, you know, little town that you're from with a couple news with one newspaper. He said this is New York. They're going to eat you alive. They don't care what you did. 19 years in Green Bay or whatever.
But I'm going to guess they're going
to
change their
tune
when he's wearing a Jets jersey.
No. Well, maybe, but he's got to play well. Right. Like JP's saying, they haven't made the playoffs in how many years? 13? Is it 13 years?
Seems like
he could be wrong, but he has the athletic arrogance. He thinks I believe him. He thinks he could still play at an MVP level.
I think he can. I mean, did it 2 seasons ago. But
think about
you've got the Bills. You've got the Dolphins.
Right,
you've got Jalen Ramsey.
They're playing
you've got the
NFC
Bengals.
East.
You've got the Chiefs.
Cowboys,
you've got the Chargers.
Eagles,
these are some tough teams in the AFC. The Jets, I mean, they finished last, even though people were saying that they have really good parts. They finished last in that division.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's going to be.
They finished last because of their quarterback.
Yeah, but my point is he's got to put up. And I hope he shuts up because I'm not a fan of his. For whatever reason, he comes off to me. Just even listen to that clip. It's just his affect or something. It's just unlikable.
I didn't find him unlikable. I didn't find him charismatic, but I didn't find him unlikable.
Did you find him likable?
I found him to be a thoughtful person.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
But...
So I think
would you have said that before?
Him.
I mean, you've seen Aaron Rodgers talk for years. Would you have said that before? Have you said that before?
I've never really. I mean, I've seen him interviewed on McAfee a couple times, but I've never really pondered him.
I think he tries to come off like this super smart guy, and maybe he is. He went to Cal, right?
Wow.
I don't know.
He's a football guy.
I'm not saying he's smart dumb. I think he's a thoughtful person.
I think he a lot of great players are. He comes off also very arrogant. Didn't he say, I'm the best player in Green Bay Packers history?
Debatably.
Okay.
Is he not?
Reggie White, Brett Favre, he's up there. Yeah.
I mean, how many MVPs
he is, but
he
who
have?
Talks about themselves like that?
Well, he's just stating a fact.
Does he have three MVPs?
I thought he said four.
Maybe he's got four.
He likes him some Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, like did Tom Brady come off saying, hey, I'm probably the best player of all time? Like just Peyton Manning, did he say that? It's just Aaron Rodgers and we have brought this up over the years. It's weird, but he doesn't even talk to his family. He's just
four,
weird.
I'm sorry, he's got four.
Yeah, I think
but there is a chance.
The fact that they're kicking him out. That's the thing.
Maybe his entire family is wrong and Aaron Rodgers is in the right. I don't know, but that is
a red flag.
It's a weird thing.
But there is a chance.
And he doesn't seem to have boys on his teams either.
And I know that Brady kind of proved us wrong on this, but that he's an outlier. Age doesn't lie. There is a chance that Aaron Rodgers is just hitting a wall.
Yeah.
There is that chance.
Definitely.
He turns 40 in December.
And I probably wouldn't bet on it. I think he'll probably have a better
year
than last year because he's got some good pieces, but he's playing a great schedule. a difficult schedule anyway.
AFC's
but there is a chance
brutal.
That he's not going to earn or live up to that $110 million because of he's just going to hit the age wall.
Sure.
He should have stayed in the NFC. The AFC is
the NFC's
brutal.
I wouldn't have picked the Jets. That wouldn't have been my pick. But, whatever.
I just
watched him and I thought, this is a thoughtful guy. I don't know why everybody hates him so much.
I don't.
It's because he's too thoughtful. Just shut up.
Just please, play football.
Stop. Yeah, just go out there and play right. football. Nobody cares
care
what you think about
thoughts.
Everything.
I'll be honest. I don't care about any of his right. thoughts. I care about what he does on the field
well, I told
on
you,
Sundays.
He told you he decided last Friday that he was going to play, and it's not on him why he hasn't been acquired.
He's a weirdo. Last year, the psychedelic drugs. This year, the darkness retreat. And he can put it on the team, but he's done this dance for the last couple of seasons.
Yeah, because they and I don't blame him. They pissed him off when they drafted his replacement. We'd all be pissed. We'd all feel the same way. They drafted his replacement, And where did they get him to the NFC Championship game, and then they drafted his replacement? I know he was pissed.
I know nobody wants to talk about it, but it is a little weird that he's going to play for the heir of Johnson & Johnson when he wouldn't take the vaccine and the whole thing. I mean, they have
Maybe.
The vaccine. The whole thing's weird.
He doesn't
it's not going to work
he doesn't
out.
Care
it's
about
such
that.
A bad fit.
I wouldn't have picked the Jets.
I actually think there's a 10% chance he ends up in Green Bay because yeah. he says his plan is to be with the Jets. And then all of a sudden, Green Bay has FOMO, and then the deal gets so outrageous. Because the thing about the deal is, in the fine print, is that the Packers have until September 1st to agree to a deal.
Yeah.
So they can literally bend the Jets over right now. Because the Jets are basically...
I think eventually the Jets will just move
on. And you know
though, right?
Woody Johnson is desperate. That dude is desperate to land Aaron Rodgers. So everybody
knows
that.
If the deal is so outrageous, I could honestly see him going back to the Packers. He says his plan
right.
is to play for the Jets.
Sometimes you love planning.
Sometimes plans
fall
don't
apart.
Always go
yeah,
right how you
it's
think.
True.
The best laid plans.
Anything's
of
possible.
Mice and men, I think.
But yes. The sense Austin I got Gore from Ryan. Him is he's played his last game in Green Bay. He's pissed off so that they're kicking him out, and he wants to prove something.
Well, Jets are retired.
The what?
It's possible he could retire, right? If there's no deal. By September 1st?
I think it's more likely to retire than it is to go back to the Packers. I think it's more likely he would retire
I think the Packers
are done with him.
That's why I don't think any people aren't realizing is that the deal can be so outrageous. And basically, Aaron Rodgers said he wants to play for the Jets. The Packers have such the upper hand that the deal could be so outrageous and the compensation could be so outrageous that it falls through.
Well, maybe the Jets want the Packers to pick up a certain portion of that money because it's a ton of money. And if they can't agree to that, I just don't see Aaron Rodgers giving up that cash.
We can talk more NFL, including Aaron Rodgers and Jacoby Brissett, in about an hour with Kevin Cole. He joins us coming up at 8:20. Next, Wes Unseld Jr., Wizards head coach here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Time to head to the BetQL guest hotline. Sports betting has come to Maryland. Don't place that first bet without checking with BetQL. BetQL analyzes every game to find you the most profitable betting opportunities. Get 3 free days of BetQL by downloading the app or visiting BetQL.com. We welcome in Wes Unseld Jr. He is the head coach of the Wizards. He's a big deal, hence he has a sponsorship.
And he's delivered by Steampunk. Design, disrupt, repeat. Learn more at steampunk.com. Coach, good morning. Cakes thinks this is a dumb question. I'm going to ask it to you anyway.
No, I didn't say dumb.
Because the NCAA tournament, of course, well, technically it started on Tuesday, but you're down to 64 starting today at 12:15. The Terps play West Virginia, your first game out of the gate. Will Wes Unseld Jr., even though he's preparing for Cleveland, watch any of the first round today?
Good morning, by the way.
But good morning.
Probably not.
All right, it was a dumb question. Dumb question. I mean, I was thinking, eventually some of those guys might be playing for you.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, I think that's where we've got, dozens of scouts kind of scouring the landscape. And I'll watch games here and there. Today's practice travel day. So if I get in early enough, I'll turn some games on. But the odds of me sitting through a full 40-minute game are slim to none.
Right. Coach, just a travel question. What's the first thing you do once you put that key card to your hotel room or whatever fancy hotel you're staying at? Do you have like a routine once you get into your hotel room? What? Take me through it.
The very simple routine, but okay. I think we're all creatures of habit.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as we travel, in a seven and a half month season, little things like putting the alarm clock, getting your charger, putting your keys, your wallet, all in the same space.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a nightstand, if it's the desk, wherever that may be, that's my thing. I got to make sure that goes in the same place, and it gives me a little peace of mind. But I always like to hang up my clothes for the next day. So at least maybe.
When's the last time you left something really valuable in a hotel room?
Good one.
It's been a while, actually.
So you're pretty good about that. All right.
Yeah, so knock on wood, yes.
All right.
Coach, do you remember to tip the housekeeper every time you're in a hotel room?
I do not remember to do that every time, no. Mm. I'm there for more than a couple days, for sure. The quick ones in and out, sometimes you forget. But if you're there for a couple days, it's I think it's important to do so.
What are you hanging up in the closet? You got in the NBA, you used to have to wear suits all the time. Now you guys basically wear
quarter zip.
Quarter zip.
His gray quarter zip. He loves that gray quarter zip.
Well, I would say our operations guy's at fault. He's the one that coordinates our game night attire. So whatever he says and he pushes out on the text thread, that's what we wear. But I still like to hang it up, and I go back to my suit days. It was always a habit, whether it was getting in late or, an ordinary afternoon arrival. Just that habit of hanging that up, maybe that knocks a few wrinkles out. But less of an issue, of course, with the quarter zips and the casual pants, which is certainly, dramatically more convenient.
How many suits do you think you own?
Oh, boy. I would say maybe 20.
Oh, geez, that's a lot.
And now they're just collecting dust.
Yes, they are, thankfully.
I mean, think you about that.
If I can fit in any of them.
Weddings and funerals. That's want, basically
maybe.
What's
he need to get, like an Etsy account or something, Lurch, so you can sell his stuff?
Hey, at least you're not Mick Cronin from UCLA. That guy wears a freaking $2,000 suit for every game. Different one.
Oh, gosh, no.
Yeah, I mean, he's like the best-dressed coach in college hoops. But anyway, all right, so we kind of asked Coach Laviolette from the Caps this same question, and they're out of the playoffs right now, but they're still battling to try and get in. You guys are currently still in at that 10 spot by a half a game. And I asked him, you know, as a coach and as a coaching staff, what's the mentality going into each game where it's almost kind of a must win for certainly for them since they're 5 points out of that last playoff spot. You guys currently hanging on by a half, but it's kind of a must win every time you play now.
It is. I mean, it's, you know, you can look at the schedule and try to pick games here and there that you say, hey, this is an absolute must win. I don't like necessarily doing that. I think it's more important to dial into the details. You know, what gives us the best chance? And a lot of times it's not a huge, issue or a one single thing. It's, you know, little things here and there that throughout the game, and you look at the, you know, four of our last five losses, you know, where they're one possession within a minute, minute and a half left in the game. So everyone really looks at and dials into the last fourth quarter, the last 2 minutes. There's possessions throughout that you wish you could have had back. So I think, you know, the mindset and that sense of urgency, attention to detail, all those things compound themselves. So can we negate, you know, some of those mistakes? Can we take advantage of, you know, some of those other areas throughout the course of the game?
All right, you're talking about some of the details here. You know, after the All-Star break, for the most part, you've had Porzingis, Kuzma, and Beal on the court together, but we haven't seen that string of wins that we were hoping for. You had a nice run in January. What is missing besides the little details? Is it something on the defensive end? What are we not seeing to get more wins? You guys played Atlanta back-to-back games, lost both of those. They were close. What's missing?
Well, I think the one thing, we have not shot the three very well as of late. In general, you know, I think it's the process has been good. We're generating some threes that we want. Got to be able to step up and knock them down. To your point, those three have been relatively productive. I'd like to see an uptick in our bench production. You know, I think Corey's has played well. He's played pretty consistently. I think Denny at times up and down, but finding a balance and getting that second group to give us a little bit more, I think will be big, especially as we get through these last 13 games. You know, we're not the only one playing with that sense of urgency. So teams are certainly going to lock into Brad, KP, and Kuz and try to negate some of their strengths. You know, we're going to need everyone to kind of be the best version of themselves.
Coach, you touched on Kispert. He's got double digits in 7 of 8 March games, shooting almost 48% from three-point range. So while the team as a whole is struggling from three-point land, Kispert, at least over the last two and a half weeks, killing it from downtown.
Yeah, he's he's done a really good job of, you know, spacing the floor, getting to his spots. You know, the quality of shots he's taken, of course, lends to his efficiency. But, you know, he's been really, really good at, you know, getting to his spots early, just shooting the ball with confidence. And I think, you know, his cutting, his moving, it's helped the other guys on the floor, but it's also helped him get some easy ones around the rim, around the paint, getting him to the line a little bit more. So for a shooter, you know, you get to the line, you get an easy one, you know, and now all of a sudden you feel a bit more confident. You start shooting into a big bucket.
Talk about Johnny Davis, kind of had a breakout there, right? 11 points, 5 rebounds, and some of it was early, right? Most of it was early.
Yeah, no, to his credit, you know, I think he's done a terrific job, you know, with the go-go. We've seen him play with a level of consistency, you know, with the G League. And, you know, he's locked in defensively. He's doing a lot of good things, playing with more confidence, playing with more pace, playing with a little more aggression. And, you know, to give him the opportunity early in the game, I think, was great. You know, and he right away came in, you know, made a pull-up jump shot, got to the rim, you know, got a back cut. So it wasn't just one area.
Is it just confidence?
I think a lot of it is, for sure. Yeah. And the speed of the game is slowed down, and some of that's just getting reps, you know, getting more accustomed to the speed, the physicality. the pace at which you play, you know, how to create separation versus length, all those little things that, you know, don't seem to be a big deal. It's a huge margin from, you know, the collegiate level to the NBA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you look at his G League stats, if this is up to date, I think it is. He's averaging 12 a game. Mm-hmm. Got to be happy in 28 minutes. So, you know, he's producing.
He's doing some good things. And yeah. He's doing on both ends, honestly. He's guarding at a really high rate. He's been really disciplined with his, you know, personnel, with his game plan. So those are things that, you know, you don't necessarily see in the box score. But when you watch, you know, his edits, you watch some of the film, you can see it translate.
All right, so remaining schedule, you kind of know. Do you have a number in mind of how many wins you need? I was talking about it. It seems so tight at the bottom, you know, the 8, 9, 10, and then even 11 and 12, that I almost feel like it's going to come down to the last game of the season. You don't want to hear that. What are you thinking?
Well, you know, with 13 to play, I'd love to get all 13. Is that, you know, of course, that's probably a lofty goal, but, you know, I think if 8-5, 7-6, you know, I think if you hover in that area, but I do believe it's going to come down to the last week of the season, and I don't want to, you know, get locked into wishing and hoping, you know, for some help from someone else. I want to control our own destiny if we can.
Yeah, last year I was just looking at the 10 spot had 43 wins. I don't think the 10 spot's going to have 43 this year.
No.
Maybe they have 38, 39, but I don't think 43. All right, Coach, good luck against Cleveland, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks. Hopefully you guys
are still
solid in that 10, or hopefully higher.
Move up.
Yeah, hopefully higher, yes.
Yes, all right.
All right, thank you, Coach. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
All right, buddy.
All right, changes.
Three of the next four are very tough, by the way.
Yes, changes here anchored by startup culture and human-centered delivery approach. Steampunk puts federal government clients in the center of everything they design, develop, and deliver to drive game-changing mission impacts and user experiences. Design, disrupt, repeat. Steampunk.com, an employee-owned company.
Coming up next, we'll tell you how far your 100K salary goes in different parts of the country. We'll get into that next here on The Fan.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, before you jump into the story, we had Wes Unseld Jr. on. Here's their next four games, Jason Bishop.
Yep.
At Cleveland on Friday.
Tuffy. They're the four seed right now.
Loser. Sacramento next.
Where?
To home.
Here. Right.
Sacramento scores about 170 a game.
At Orlando. That's a respite.
Yeah.
and then Denver.
I mean, it's going to be tough.
Now, Denver's been playing like poo, but they're still, aren't they in tops in the West?
Yes.
I would say if you go 2-2, you're lucky to go 2-2 in that stretch.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough.
Going to be a battle.
Wiz just need to hang on. Haven't mentioned this yet, but later in the show today, you're going to have a chance to win two tickets to the show of your choice at Wolf Trap. So keep listening for your chance to win those tickets. That's coming up later. Also, if you're out and about today, a great spot to watch all of the NCAA tournament action, that would be MGM National Harbor at Tap Sports Bar, because B. Mitch and Finley and Grant and Danny are broadcasting live today and tomorrow for all the College Hoops action. Catch all the tournament games on 70, that's 7-0, flat screen TVs with an all-star roster of food and drinks. That is at Tap Sports Bar.
How many times will MGM I National be checking Harbor? My phone at first base tonight because our game is at 6:30. So I'll be able to watch the early games. Of course, Maryland's the first game. Howard's playing Kansas at 2-ish.
Right.
But how many times am I going to check my phone, check scores?
You'll be checking.
Hopefully not at first base. Hopefully you wait till in between innings.
Yeah. You never know.
I mean, you may be checking it. You may catch a screamer to your forehead while you're checking your phone.
It'd be funny if somebody gets thrown out rounding first,
right.
Going for a double.
Right, because I'm checking scores.
Yeah, checking his phone
when he should have said, hold, stay.
All right, so a lot going on today. So go out to MGM National Harbor to catch the other shows on the station.
I almost, by the way, got killed last night in pregame warmups because we're taking infield, and I was walking from kind of in front of the fence in front of our dugout, and our shortstop overthrew our first baseman and almost hit me right in the head. I mean, literally, it was an inch. I would have been dead. Pickle,
at least concussed.
No.
Badly concussed.
I don't know why that makes me laugh.
Emergency brain surgery.
Yeah.
I'd be in the ER.
Right there on the sideline.
I don't know why that makes me laugh, but it just does.
Well, it makes you laugh just because it didn't happen.
Good for you.
Now, if it happened, I'm hoping you wouldn't laugh.
Right. All right, the story I teased heading into the break. How far a $100,000 salary goes in certain parts of the United States. Do you guys want the good news, the good places to live, or the bad places to live
first? Well, without reading
the
story, I'm going to know that like New York City is expensive to live in. My daughter lived in New York City. Everything's going to be expensive there. D.C. is going to be expensive to live in. And my guess would be in the Midwest where there's less, or like Montana, it's going to be cheap to live.
Okay, but hold on. How do they break it down? The populous cities, or is it broken down in terms of states? How is it broken down?
It's a survey from December of 2022.
All right.
About 51% of people earning more than 100K a year were living paycheck to paycheck, 7% higher than the year before.
Okay.
The study calculated how much a salary would count for in real terms by applying taxes and then scaling the remaining amount in accordance with the price of housing, groceries, utilities, transportation, etc.
Okay, all right, so give me the cities.
Do you want the bottom 10 cities or the top 10 cities?
It's
I don't know, whatever you want to get.
What is your most expensive city?
Well, I don't think this is news to anybody.
New York.
It's got to be New York City.
L.A. is very expensive because of their taxes.
New York is the top most expensive city to live, followed by Honolulu, and then there's just a cavalcade of cities in California.
Yeah, of course.
San Francisco is there. D.C. jumps in. They're the fourth most expensive place to live, right here. Then it's Long Beach and L.A. in California, San Diego, Oakland, in Boston, and Drab T-Shirtville, Seattle, Washington.
Basically, a lot of those cities also correlate with them, and because you have to, with the cities where you make the most money.
Well, they're the coastal cities.
Yeah.
They're the bigger cities.
Yeah.
The middle of the country, you get your best bang for your buck.
But people also make less money there. It's kind of correlates.
True, but like they say in New York, $100,000 salary feels like you're making 36K.
Right.
That makes sense.
You just get killed.
So if you want to be a big silly, like you think you're a big silly because you make six figures, you need to make $300,000
right
in New York City.
You'd have to pay me $1 million a year, probably more than that, to live in L.A.
Well, Cakes couldn't handle the parking situation.
Oh, you imagine how much it costs to park in New York City?
No, it's a nightmare.
I mean, I know how much it costs to park here.
And you have to use the tunnels. If you have to use the tunnels or the bridges,
the tunnels.
That's where they'll really get you.
I'm not surprised by any of those cities.
So your top 10 cities to to live. And it's weird because the bottom's at the top. This is all upside down.
Mm-hmm.
Your top 10 cities to live for cost of living, where your 100K goes the furthest.
Number one.
What, Topeka?
Number one, apparently. If I'm going bottom to top, like Draft told me.
No, this one you're going top to bottom.
This one goes top to bottom.
This one you go top to bottom.
It is number one.
Gotcha. Yeah. Memphis. If you're Memphis, a Grizz Tennessee. Fan, you love Ja Morant, go live in Memphis. Your 100K after everything is parsed out feels like 86K of take home.
Okay.
Whereas in New York City, you got 36 paltry K left after everything is factored.
Although Memphis has one of the highest crime rates. So you get bang for your bucks, JP, but you also get gunfire.
There are pros and cons.
Yeah, but all those cities.
I know.
All those cities.
I think Memphis is a little higher.
Because everyone talks about Nashville. I don't know where it ranks, though, because I don't see it in there.
I always thought Nashville is expensive.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So next on the list, it's good to live in El Paso, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
It's cheap to live there.
There's like 8 of the 10 are in Texas.
A lot of them are right. In Texas.
The chances of me living in El Paso would be the chances of me living on the moon. Mm-hmm. I would never live in El Paso.
What's the temperature in El Paso right now?
No, El Paso is a poop show.
You could go to all the UTEP games, like your friend Jeff Bernstein from back in the day.
Right.
I mean, Corpus Christi, Lubbock, Texas, Houston, Texas, San Antonio, Fort Worth, Arlington, Texas. They're all
butt cheap.
Dirt cheap. Great bang for your buck. You can live in a big silly there. You know, for a lot less. My
brother is actually going through this process right now. He's distraught.
Okay.
My brother lives in Fort Worth.
All right.
Right? He's number 8 on this list.
Yeah. Him and Andy Dalton.
He works remotely. Okay.
Okay.
So he gets paid by a Texas company.
So he could live wherever he wants.
So he's moving to Spokane, Washington.
All right.
Which is one of the more expensive places.
Which is a dump.
Oh, is it?
But it's expensive. And he is distraught because he's got a nice home in Texas, and he's moving to a toilet bowl in Spokane.
Well,
why is he moving? Because his wife?
Oh, my family lives in Spokane.
Yeah, family, okay.
He wants to be close to the family. Yeah. I can understand that.
He just wants to move close to home.
He wants to move, yeah.
See, my sister is going to move away from home, and because her husband's from Texas, and when he retires, he's in a military guy. He's going to have his 25 years soon, mm-hmm. and they're just going to move to Texas. Because he wants to live, and it's not even because particularly he wants to be close to family.
Yeah.
He wants to get more bang for his buck,
mm-hmm.
which you can kind of understand. I'm surprised Florida isn't more in there. I would think your money, I mean.
Here's the problem with Texas, and I only lived there for one summer. But, I mean, if you think a D.C. summer is hot, go live in Houston, Texas mm-hmm. for a summer.
Right.
I mean, I came from here and lived there, and it was nearly unbearable. Now, it was a great workout plan because I would just run around and sell cotton candy all day and skim money off the top and lose weight, eat whatever I wanted. It was great. Mm-hmm. But it's the soupiest humidity that I can ever remember. And we get some pretty bad humidity here in D.C. That Texas humidity is on a different level.
What was worse, the humidity of Texas or the summer heat in Vegas? To me, the summer heat in Vegas is the most oppressive heat I've ever been in.
That's pretty bad too, but when you mix when you mix in the heat with the humidity mm-hmm. in Houston, I think it's worse.
Maybe it is.
The humidity just pones you. Just pones you real hard.
Yeah.
Where are the cities in South Carolina rank?
I don't know. I'd have to look.
Give me Mount Pleasant or Charleston.
I'm guessing they rank more toward cities you'd rather live in than high cost of living cities.
For sure.
Live in Charleston proper, it might be pricey, but if you live across the bridge in Mount Pleasant, prices go bleep, I would think. Now, I don't know. I'm talking out of my butt.
You'd be surprised.
I'm just guessing.
Because, by the way, everyone is moving to those states.
Right.
Everyone's moving to the Wilmington area, and everyone's moving to Charleston. So all those property values are going.
They're just going.
Also, in Florida, everyone's moving to Florida.
Florida, too. Yep.
It's going way up.
And also, your mortgage rates are
right. It's not a good time to buy.
I know a lot of people are moving out of state, but I will tell you, I live in Gaithersburg, Maryland,
yeah.
and all they do is keep putting up, not high rises, but six-story buildings mm-hmm. with apartments and more people moving in.
Right. Apartments, mixed-use retail, the whole thing.
Like, you would think there's almost no more land in Montgomery County, and they just keep putting up apartment complexes and more people moving in.
Mm. We were talking about during the break. I'm desperate to just move to like a little farmette, to like a, what would be considered a farmette, like 30 acres, something like that? 20 acres?
I don't think you need that many acres for like a farmette. You
farmette, could have, 3
yeah,
acres?
Like, yeah, like two yeah. or 3 acres.
Be butt size. I don't want a barn.
You want to be Mikey Stotts.
No, but I don't want animals. I don't
you're
want animals. Land,
you're going to be a farmer.
Yeah, what do you want land for then?
Huh?
I'm like the other way. Eventually?
You're not going to mow it, though.
Eventually?
I'll get on a tractor.
I mean, I really? Talked about it.
You want to live in an apartment.
Eventually, I would do that. Now, we just sold our condo in Puerto Rico, which is a one-bedroom, but I could foresee a life when I'm 75 there. Why not? What do I need?
Yeah. Oh, I agree. No, I hope to make it to 75.
Yeah, no, I want to have a
that's
yard.
All I care about.
Yeah.
I want to have a big-ass tennis court. I want to have a...
I've never seen a farm with a tennis court.
No, but it's not a farm. Like, I don't want a barn.
No, he wants land.
Yeah,
he
land. Farm. Okay, land.
I want acres.
Land. I don't want a barn, and I don't want farm animals.
All right, you just say I want acreage.
I spent my summers on farms, so I don't want that.
I might be the outlier. Like, I like the suburban life. I've got a pool. I just walk to it. It's 2 blocks away. I've got tennis courts. I've got basketball courts. It's all right there in the neighborhood.
I want it in my
own
property.
I want it in my backyard. I want to walk down the base or the back steps and go,
right.
Pop. Right into the water. Right. I don't want to deal with
you know what?
Kids.
I want to be able to hit 9 irons in my backyard.
How about just go to a golf course?
There's none near me. It's a nightmare. I got to ride the freaking Omi. Like, oh, unless join like congressional or something. Like, there's nothing. It's too populated. It is.
I swear to God, right by Kensington, there have to be 5 golf courses within 5 miles of you.
Yeah, they're all douchey, expensive clubs. They are. I mean, there's nothing like reasonable.
See if JP Finley can get you an into congressional.
What?
See if JP Finley can get you an into congressional.
I mean, I could get on any of those courses, but I mean, like to join them.
Flex.
I could get on any of them today, but to join them is expensive.
Too pricey.
I mean, you know.
Pretty soon your kids are all going to be out of college.
Not for a while. Okay. I got a 13-year-old girl.
Yeah, he's still got a ways. There's some meat left on that bone.
Yeah, I got a lot of meat.
I got a lot more meat left on that bone.
You got the whole rack of ribs.
Your daughter's 8th grade currently, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so you got another 8 years.
I just had to sign off our contract for high school, too, yesterday. Figure out my payment plan.
Did you open up a vein to sign it?
Ooh. Is she going to Georgetown Prep?
No.
Holy Cross?
Holy Cross. Georgetown Prep is
Is that all boys? Okay, yeah. So Holy Cross.
Yeah. It's not that bad compared. And they're worse. My son's high school is worse.
All right, coming up next.
Holy Cross or Holy Shoot?
Oh, more than that.
It's about that. I mean, that's the starting number.
That's more than tech.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, better.
Where's Holy Shoot? Jeez, oh, Flippy.
Now, I just don't want to be I just don't need neighbors. I don't talk to my neighbors. I have no
Holy
relationship.
Holy Shoot! They've never invited Holy you to
moly.
Their homes for, like, a dinner?
Next
dinner
door,
party?
Either one's on either side of me? No, none of them.
Have any of your neighbors within a block of you?
I do have some friends in my neighborhood, and I've been over there for dinner parties and stuff like that, but it's been years.
Okay. Anybody to your place, like in the neighborhood?
Not in 10 years. Not with neighbors.
All right. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll talk NFL with Kevin Cole. Coming up at 8:20, and we'll talk Washington Capitals with our pal Alan May. That's coming up at 8:45 here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.